0818 333 375. In a little while, we're going to be talking about guide dogs, and we have an interview with some more Gardaí. But firstly, two lads in the studio, and I have a lady on the line about a very important fundraiser that we want to help promote. Sham from Medeligo, unexpectedly stung by a wasp, believe it or not. And Michael Dalton is here in studio, a close friend of Sham, and Kevin Bannon. How are you, lads?
Oh, good morning. Morning.
Thanks for coming in. And I don't know if Sham is listening in Cork, but if he is, we're thinking of you this morning. And we've got Clodagh on the line as well. I'll just say a quick hello to Clodagh first. Hello, Clodagh.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
We're great. Thanks. Okay, just hang on there for a second, Clodagh. Okay, Michael, what happened?
On the 10th of October, Sham was doing his daily job, driving the digger. And he was doing cow pets and stuff around farm work. And that evening, then they went up and he went doing another bit of digging, and next thing he hit a hive of wasps, and the wasps came straight for the digger. So Jam jumped off of it and then ran. But he got caught. He got stung a few times in the face and the throat. So next thing, he went into care to get a rest. So he was just blessed where it happened, because
There was people around him.
There was paramedics nearby, and they kept him. They kept him going for about 40 minutes until the helicopter, and
took him to CUH.
To get him to CUH, and he's actually thrown above. I was actually above him last night, but he's getting better. But he had a wicked long road ahead of him. He's there last night. He kind of knew us, but the man is just drained. It's a long road.
Yeah, it's a long road. And that, when Michal, I spoke to Michal last night on his way home, and he said, you know, he said, seeing him there, he said, gave full momentum as to why this has been put together, this fundraiser. He has a long road to recovery, and it's vital that we try and get as much funding as possible from donations, sponsorship, raffle tickets, entries, the whole lot. So yeah, it's going to be a big event.
And I'm going to talk about that fundraiser and give more details about that in a minute. Clodagh, you're still there, yeah?
Yeah, I am.
Clodagh, your daddy is a Sham, obviously. Tell me about how you heard about it, and I'm sorry for asking you to say this, but you know, the shock of something like this, because we hear about these things and farmers know the dangers on farms and stuff like that, but like wasps and things like that, it's kind of the last thing you'd expect in some respect, you know what I mean? Like, I've covered a lot of farm accidents and different things in the past, but what did you hear about it, or what happened?
So I was actually at Mam and Dad's house at the time with Mam when she got the call. And we didn't really know the full extent. We were just told that it's Sham. He's after collapsing. So thank God he was actually close by. So we flew down the road to see what was happening. And then that's when we came to light what actually happened. I guess when we got there, the ambulance and stuff wasn't there. It was the quick action of all our family that jumped into action to help Dad as best he could, and an off-duty first responder just to keep him alive, basically, until like a suitable help came from the ambulance and the helicopter. So I guess it's one of them instances where you feel never lands on your own doorstep until you're actually in it. But it's been a long 6 weeks now, and I feel we still haven't really came to terms with everything that's happened, because we're still just trying to rally for Dad and get him the best support and journey on this recovery for the best he can.
He's very well known, and the family and friends, and from what I understand, the way the community has rallied around, like, his friends in Dunmore, in Tallow, all over Youghal, Kilmainham, many different parts as well, isn't he?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Like, he's known from every part of the country, really, from working and all the, like, even the tractor runs he's been to and the events. So it's just absolutely amazing to see all the generosity and the kindness from everyone during this, to like really get behind Dad, and they all really want to see him do well. So it really means a lot to us all.
Stay on the line there for a minute, Clodagh, if you don't mind, please. I just want to give out some more details and talk about what exactly is happening. Kevin, talk to me about the plans. What's happening?
So this was put together last week. Michal and a few of the locals decided, look, this event has to happen. And they decided and they floated the date of the 20th of December.
So it's a tractor run.
Tractor run.
Okay.
That's what it was put out as, and it has grown off the back of the tractor run. The GoFundMe page was set up, which has been absolutely phenomenal. The momentum that has got behind it, the level of donations and sponsorship, gifts from farm animals to farm produce to help to everything. It's absolutely amazing.
And there will be a raffle on the day. Micheál, in terms of the amount of money, like more than how much has been raised already?
And the GoFundMe, we're touching up on 60,000. And then on
60,000?
10,000 a day since Saturday morning. That's what is coming in.
Wow.
It's just on. We just can't describe what's going on, really. Yeah. It's just mind-blowing. Just tell you, people are just brilliant. Even the likes of Bally McCarberry community, they contacted us yesterday saying, they had a tractor run planned for New Year's Day. We're calling it off and we're going down to support Ní 100%. Like, rural Ireland, it's rural Ireland at its best. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
It just goes to show... people can be nice. People can be so good, can't they?
They can, yeah.
And it's probably blown you away, has it?
Yeah, I was both telling Sham last night, he couldn't say too much, and you could see him smiling. You could see it. Do you know what? It was giving him that bit of a lift to what's going on behind the scenes. So it was heartbreaking last night, but wake up this morning and say, right, we're doing this for a great cause. And this man, we'll get him over the line. It's a long road, but we'll get them over the line.
We'll give out the details in terms of this, but it's called the Jigs and Wheels event, and Modelligo, December the 20th. So if people are online or want to contact or want to get in touch, what's the best way of doing it?
The GoFundMe page is obviously the first and foremost, followed by Micheál's Facebook
page, his own personal one.
Is where it all kicked off, because he had a good number of followers to start with. There will be more details announced through Facebook. There's an email address after being set up, and the majority is going to go through Facebook because it's the easiest way to contact the masses. But the support has been phenomenal.
Clodagh, how do you feel about the support and the way people have rallied round? Are you gobsmacked?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We thinking this tractor one would just raise a few thousand for us and to help Dad and his recovery, which is where every cent is going towards. But then for it to take off like this, and it's like the lad said, it's just snowballing into such a big event, but everyone is behind Dad. So it's just absolutely brilliant for us to see this.
And what at this stage do we know about that recovery? What's ahead of Sham, if it's possible to say?
Yeah, so I guess they're not 100% sure yet, but as of now, so he's in Cork University Hospital at the moment, just not fully ready to leave there yet, but hopefully in the next coming weeks he will be able to, and he'll get a bed as soon as possible in the National Rehab Centre, where they'll do intense rehab up there with him, from speech therapy, physio, occupational therapy. Everything will be slow for Dad. He'll need a lot of time. Time will be his biggest healer. So it just has to be a long road for us all.
You're hoping, Micheál, that it will be a €100,000 gig. For a small rural community like Modelligo. I got a text there from Trina Ryan this morning. Again, this is going beyond Modelligo. It's going beyond Waterford. This is going all over the country in the respect that this man has within the farming community and the machinery community.
He was just a well-known man and a working man. And there was a lad rang me from London, or contacted me through Facebook from London. I met Sham the first truck show below here in Waterford. How will I donate? I said, I'll send you on details and all that. So he donated, but then all the prizes coming for the auction, that's after snowballing as well. There's 24,000 worth of stuff to be auctioned there on the day.
And all of this has been donated without even being asked for.
Yeah.
So it really is It's phenomenal, the support that local businesses, local farmers, even down to volunteers, the amount of people that want to help on the day, from traffic management to stewarding, helping with refreshments, all of that, raffle ticket sales.
So there's going to be a parade of trucks, vintage cars, motorbikes and tractors through the village before they head off on their dedicated routes. It's going to be some sight.
It's going to be
Cheney Mac. It's going to be. I've seen a few, and I've been involved in. Yeah. This is going to be massive.
Yeah, and we're just delighted about the farmers. You know, they have to give them land towards it for parking the tractors and stuff. So, look, we've
they can't do enough.
No, correct.
No, they can't do enough. We've a lot of organisers to do. We have a lot of organisers to do. And maybe the week before, maybe you give us a buzz and we'll tell you how we're going. And
yeah, we certainly will. Yeah. Now, I know there's a shamfundraiser@gmail.com, S-H-A-M fundraiser, all one word, yes, at gmail.com. Sir. Special mention to the committee, Michael Dalton, Dolores Reddy, William and Liam Whelan, Eamon Foley, Pa Dalton, Martin Fitzgerald, Barry Dunford, Thomas Quinlan, Stephen Power, Dave Osborne. The list goes on and on and on.
Yes.
And Sham has represented Liam Whelan on many construction projects as well throughout Munster in the past 20 years. Clodagh, it's going to be a very emotional day, won't it?
Yeah, I think it will be. And especially that, like, this type of event would be like one dad would love to be right in the middle of. So I think that'll hit home as well. But look, it'll just be more to the cause of why we need this day to get him home.
Yeah, it'll be inspirational. It'll be emotional. You're getting me emotional here now. The two lads are getting me emotional. It'll just be, you know, the goodness will come out with people.
Yeah, that's what it's about. And
yeah,
do you know what? It's, as we said earlier on, it is rural Ireland at its best. It's just, like, even from the people of towns who want to come out that day, people probably never saw tractors. Our farming community get together. Like, we have a plan in place, a plan in place. We will be putting up designated points to pick up people with shuttle buses and bring them out.
Lovely.
And just drop them off and bring them home again.
Okay.
That evening to be brought home, everyone will be looked after.
Yeah. Too many people to thank at the minute, the committee and everybody, and obviously everybody who's donated. And then the raffle and the thing will be held. Afterwards, will it? On the day, or whatever.
An auction and that. So,
and I presume a lot of the tractors as well will be lit up in Christmas colours, will they?
They probably will, because that kind of, we're coming into that season now. Yeah. And, you know, Santa's supposed to arrive as well on the day for the kids. And, there's just going to be.
Yeah. Clodagh, we'll give you another mention now a week or so beforehand. Do you want to say anything finally, Clodagh, just to thank everybody?
Yeah, just a big thanks to everyone that's got behind us all, especially, I guess, Dolly and his whole committee. They're the driving force behind it all, and it just means so much to me and my family to help Dad.
Lovely. Very well said, Clodagh. Clodagh, mind yourself to you and your family. Send them my regards, please, okay?
Thank you very much.
To Sham. God bless. Talk to you later, Clodagh. Thank you. Micheál, Kevin, again, too many people to thank. Just everybody who's helped out so far.
Absolutely.
Everybody who's donated. Go on to the GoFundMe, Sham Fundraiser, or what's the key words? Is it Jigs and
Jigs
Wheels?
And, Jigs and Wheels.
Wheels. Jigs and Wheels on the GoFundMe.
Sham had always, anytime he's on a conversation with us, to the Jigs and the Reels. So that was it, the Jigs and the Reels. So we said we'd jiggle it around and we put the Jigs and the Wheels in it for him.
That's his catchphrase, is it?
And like, do you know, when you're going good now, and it's the Jigs and the Reels and all this. So we said we'd jiggle it a bit, and friends of Sham had got it. They said it straight away to me. They said, that is a perfect name for this tractor.
Yeah. It's
the Jigs and the Reels. That's the way Sham was. It's the Jigs and the Wheels. So,
lads, thanks for coming into us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Not at all. It's a pleasure and honour. If anybody wants to get in touch, they can give us a call here and we'll put you on to them as well. Yeah. Go on to the shamfundraiser@gmail.com. They'll find you as well, Michael, Micheál Dalton, on Facebook. And I'll share the link as well again
and
later.
Look, Damien, we really want to thank everybody that has volunteered, supported, donated, pledged. It's absolutely phenomenal. And thank you so much. And it's not over yet.
And we want to wish, everybody here in WLR wants to wish Sham
absolutely
best wishes and a speedy and a full recovery.
He needs everyone behind him.
His prayers and our thoughts are with him.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Damon.
Thanks for coming down. Appreciate it.